everyone. Welcome to Diary of a Cartoonist. Kim, you're fun. Kim and I are in the car on our way to get our second shot of Pfizer German vaccine in our veins. How do you feel?
I'm feeling excited.
That's good. I'm not. I mean, I am for what it means, but I'm not looking forward to this weekend because I don't know why I feel like it's going to be bad for me.
That's
like I'm going
to
react.
You're a guy, and guys tend to be bigger babies about this stuff.
Oh, that's a broad stereotype you're painting there with your brush.
I got a nice paintbrush for that one.
Hey, so did you hear that Prince Philip passed away today?
I did. 99.
That's pretty long old.
Pretty long old.
I'm taking a little bit of heat in the in my little community because I have this, not joke, but this thing I do on the show. I'll do the Queen's voice and yell Philip a lot. But now, I don't know if I can do that anymore.
You shouldn't, probably.
So on Twitter today, my first tweet after hearing the news, after you told me the news this morning.
I did.
I put Philip exclamation point on my Twitter account. And those who know the show and have heard the bit, they laughed.
Others
are offended because they think I'm being rude. But here's the thing. It's not about Philip. It's about the Queen. I don't see how it's offensive. I think some people just want to be offended.
I agree with you there. Some people want to be offended by a lot of things.
Yeah. What a waste of...
Right now. What a waste of time.
Of time. Like, come on, man. Also, he's 99 years old. There's nothing to say. He's just, you know, no one lives that old. And when
you
do, it's a shock.
Life.
Yeah, I hope I'm anywhere close to that. If I make it to 80, I'll be thrilled.
That's true.
I'll be thrilled.
You'll be thrilled.
Okay. Well, you know, it's that old thing, you know, when you're getting married, you're like, this is the person I want to grow old with.
Yeah.
But then you do, and you're like, ugh.
But yeah, but I'm in my late 40s and feel old these days.
I know, but imagine us 80. Am I cranky and hard to live with?
No, we're going to be awesome. We're going to be super fun and hanging out with our great-grandkids.
What?
Probably still playing video games. You will be. I'll still be cooking food for them.
I don't know if I'll have the dexterity I used to have.
Well, you won't be winning
my video games.
You'll just be playing the games.
It's hard to imagine a time where I'm not playing a video game of some sort.
It's true. Which I love. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, but we'll see at 80. I don't know.
We'll see.
So we're coming up on the, what's it called? Southtown Expo? Or no, what's this called?
It's the Mountain America Expo Center now.
Mountain America Expo Center. Mountain America Credit Union, I guess, owns it or has the right to use their name.
Yeah, or they sponsor it or whatever that.
It's kind of like the Delta Center used to be Delta Airlines, and now it's
Vivint Arena.
Vivint Home Security Arena. I think it is, isn't it?
Is that still what it is?
They should just call it the Jazz Center.
The Jazz Center.
And then off-season, they teach jazz to kids. That'd be cool. Oh, yeah, look at this. Not too bad today.
Not bad at all.
We're seeing this. You can't see this at home, but we're looking at the...
you can't see this at home.
The parking lot is relatively empty. Do I have to go through the drive-up or anything?
No.
Okay, so we just do like last time. We just go in.
Last time.
I guess this is about... I start coughing when I get here. This is about the size, or this is about the same number of cars that were here last time.
Probably.
Because it's all scheduled,
yes.
So it's not like it's not first come, first serve anyway. Hey, teach your kids are wearing masks. Put yours on. Oh, that's another kid their age. Anyway, so yeah, we're anxious to get it done, and well, that lady's got long red hair. I think we just saw, what was her name? The old country singer that had hair down to her butt and beyond? Crystal Gayle.
Crystal Gayle.
That's a name I haven't heard. Now, that's a name I've not heard since Blair. Are we going in the same time?
Yeah, we are.
Should I record any of this?
I don't know.
I could have it on in my pocket.
You could, but what's the point? Because they're just going to
I don't know.
What
if they say something? What if they go, all right, you ready for your 5G injection? I mean, your COVID-19 injection.
Your what?
You ever heard that?
No.
Conspiracy theorists thought that the vaccine was just a way for the government to insert 5G chips into us so that they could track us.
Really?
Yeah. Which is stupid because I already, guess what I have in my hand right now? A 5G device that could
track
us.
That could track you.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll be back in a bit after these short messages.
Thank you.
so. We just got our shots. Are we feeling unwell?
No. Feeling pretty all right.
We're feeling pretty good here. We got this sheet that says the stuff we should look out for. Injection site pain. Does that mean the country I live in, the state I live in, or the arm it went in?
The arm it went
in. Because technically those are all true. Tiredness. Well, I'm way ahead of them on that. Headache. We'll see. Muscle pain. My bum kind of hurts, but that's nothing to do with this. Chills, joint pain, fever, injection site swelling, injection site redness, nausea, feeling unwell, swollen lymph nodes.
Right.
I'd really not like nausea if I can help it.
If you can help that.
Yeah, I don't like nausea.
What should I do about the side effects? If you're experiencing a severe allergic reaction, call 911 or go to the nearest hospital.
We never have that, though. We're not allergic to things.
Call the vaccine provider or your healthcare provider if you have any side effects that bother you or do not go away.
Here's some bad ones. Difficulty breathing, swelling of your face and throat. I'm already fat, so does that count? A fast heartbeat, a rash all over your body, or dizziness and weakness. It says here we don't want to be breastfeeding. Oh, that's what she didn't ask me. She says, I won't ask you, I thought it was, oh no, there's the pregnant one. She said, I'm not asking you if you're pregnant right now. I said, no, I'm not. I said, I helped get you pregnant.
Did she write that down?
Yeah, she says, helped get his wife pregnant. Three times.
Helped. I like that.
I was just there for, you know.
Moral support?
The fun. what else does this say?
Can you read any of the ingredients?
Yeah, I can read all those. It's got the mRNA lipids, which is the big mm-hmm. breakthrough. It's got the polyethylene glycol, NN diatractory lecithin. I'm not reading that.
Exactly.
Post-picochocolane, cholesterol.
Chocolate in there.
Potassium chloride, monobasic potassium phosphate, sodium chloride, debasic. Debasic sodium phosphate dehydrate and sucrose. I did pretty good.
Ooh, there's sucrose in there.
Sucrose?
Wait,
is that sugar? Is that sugar?
Just a little bit of sweetener.
Wait, what's sucrose versus lucrose? No.
Oh, I'm thinking sucralose.
Sucralose is the fake sugar.
I don't know what sucrose is then.
That's what gives you the runny bum.
That's what gives you the runny bum.
Yeah. What does it say on the back here? What if I am pregnant or breastfeeding? Let's find out. If I'm pregnant or breastfeeding, discuss your options with your healthcare provider. But that's not helpful.
You haven't done a lot of research on that, maybe? On pregnant women?
No. What if I decide not to get it? It is your choice to receive or not receive the vaccine. Should you not receive it, it will not charge your standard medical care. Oh, we're not doing that anyway. What?
Will the Pfizer BioNTech?
BioNTech.
COVID-19 vaccine give me COVID-19? No.
No, of course it won't.
Well, some people don't believe that.
Oh, I know they don't, but...
So I'm answering the question while we...
Okay, well, the answer is no, it doesn't give you the virus. And also, no, it doesn't give you 5G. And no, it doesn't give you microchips or mind control stuff, which We keep saying a lot of people. It's
no,
very few people.
It's a loud minority every time.
Yeah. Dude, trust me. I just saw that documentary on HBO. Jeez. The things people believe. Wholeheartedly, too. And even when you present them with, like actual contradictory evidence,
mm-hmm.
they just won't back down. Mm. There's no backing down. If you believe that somebody is putting a chip in your body to track you, you're all in.
Okay.
You're not going... I could be persuaded otherwise. If you've already gone that far, you're done.
This is true.
Well, anyway, we're here for our minimum 15 minutes of sitting here.
We've been here for... Well, we haven't recorded the whole time.
Yeah, but most of it. So maybe 5 or 6 is all.
All right, well, I looked at that when it was 12:05 and it's now 12:10. So, and that was after we sat down.
So 5 minutes.
We have 5 minutes left.
What if we just got up and left? What could they do about it?
Nothing. They just hope you... If you were to have a side effect, they want you to stay and get medical attention. That's what they do this for.
Is it a side effect that I want a chocolate shake?
I said that to Carter before we left. I said,
don't feed dad too much because he's nervous about this. But as soon as we get it, he's going to want a burger.
I always
fries.
Do this.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm
that's
like.
That's okay, though.
Like we I go to the that. Dentist, I don't eat before the dentist. And then as soon as I'm done, I'm like, let's go get a burger.
Good thing you got the painted on fluoride so we can eat still.
Did you know? Here's a fun side note. We almost rented this convention center we're in right here. We almost rented this for a Nerdtacular one year. We explored it.
I remember.
It was very expensive. And they had union issues that we didn't want to deal with, so we didn't do it. But it's this big, it's like BlizzCon in here.
It's big like that, yeah.
Yeah. Which is pretty cool. The best part about this discussion we're having is that nobody knows I'm actually recording it.
Until you start talking because you don't know how to whisper. You
on.
Think you're whispering. It's We've not, had this discussion before.
It's not that bad, is it? Am I that obvious?
Not obvious, just loud.
Loud. Loud and obvious.
You have a very loud voice. That's all right, though.
It's my rap. I made a rap album called Loud and Obvious. Big hit that year. Big hit. That guy using.
All right.
Oh, he's got a notebook. Probably got 5G, probably from his body now.
I'll admit, if I could get that from something in my arm, I'd be pretty happy all the time. I wouldn't lose calls or miss half of information on phone calls.
Oh,
and
no.
Stuff. It'd
I've
be
said,
awesome.
I've always said the minute
gimme.
We can get like real implants, I'm ready, man. I'm so ready. Except the problem is they're going to. You know, one would assume that you're going to get obsolete and you're going to need another one, and they swap it out. And that's just...
Dude, I get a flu vaccine every year. I'd be all right with that. I could do this every year.
Yeah. And we never have reactions to those other than a little sore
no.
arm. So maybe this won't bug us.
I remember one year when I was a preschool teacher, though, getting the vaccine, getting the flu shot, when I realized after getting the flu shot that I think I had the flu because I was around little kids all the time. And
oh,
I remember
so
going home. I was
time.
So sick because on top of having the flu, I got the flu shot. That was not
but
good.
Those kids were petri dishes, man. I'm kind of glad you're not doing that anymore. I guess no one's doing that anymore.
Yes, they are.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
just
a preschool? Like with you? It'd be like you walking around in that? F that.
There are a lot of preschool teachers that love their kids and stay.
Yeah,
come
but
on.
Preschool like in someone's basement though.
Like well, they that. Opened up an actual location, but it's the same thing.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. People still want their kids to go to preschool and not miss out on that chance of learning all this stuff before kindergarten.
You don't think my face mask fits like this dude guy?
That's rude.
He didn't hear me. Ears are too far in.
You're so rude.
That was rude.
That
I take
was
that. I take
very
that back.
Rude.
I take that back. That's all right. I'll remember to edit that out before I post this.
Yes, do.
All right. We'll see you in the car. Okay. Well, we completed our task. We're back. Kim's not here at the moment. She's upstairs taking care of some stuff. And I'm turning off a couple of lights. My ISP was having issues. Looks like we're good now. It went fine. We were in and out of there. They're pretty organized there. Got in, told what line to go through, got through the line, talked to the lady, confirmed we were who we were. We presented our previous cards, sat down. I sat in front of a phlebotomist or whatever they are that are administering these shots, who was from somewhere in Africa. Her accent was amazing. Oh my gosh, it was so cool. I wish they let you record in there without hiding the mic. and we're good. I guess Kim and I talked to you right after the shot, but yeah. We're there for an uneventful 15 minutes and left. We got burgers on our way home, and then I used my phone to play music, which is why we didn't record on the way home. Just wanted to say thanks for listening to this episode of The Diary, and if you haven't checked it out yet, and if you haven't heard that I'm doing this, maybe head on over to, I'm out of wind here, frogpants.com/rockrunners and check out Rock Runners Incorporated, a kickstarted project I'm working on where I designed and did all the art for a video game, a card game that, you know, you play like a card game. And I'm very proud of it. And I hope that you check it out and let me know what you think. I think we're at stretch goal 5, so there's a lot going on right now with that. Anyway, hopefully more diaries soon. I know it's been a while. This one was kind of skimmy because Kim was here, which is fine, I guess. And yeah, I think that's it. You guys are awesome. I'll see you later. Have a good week. Bye.